And it's to order for the first time today, I guess. At 7:12 on the, about the 9th of May. The only bill that we'll take up tonight is CS for House Bill number 127, Finance, Act Relating to Citizens Review Board for Permanency Planning for Citizens Foster Care Review Board. What are you doing up here? I thought you were going on the floor.
And
Representative.
10 minutes.
Yeah, give us a... It's going to be brief because you got to be on the floor. Go ahead. And we got to be on the floor.
No, yeah, no. Okay.
It's good, Bill. Pass it. Is that brief enough?
Perfect.
Got to quite do it.
The Citizens Review Board of for Permanency Planning, basically what it does is it's a watchdog group for the DFYS activities that involve children who are in out-of-home placement, children who are put into foster homes. In the past have on occasion sort of gotten lost in the system. There's activity that involves the courts, and the children records are not available to the courts, what's been going on with the children. And this gives a volunteer group who serves as a watchdog for these children, making sure that the placement is proper and that they're not out of home placement any longer than absolutely necessary, that they don't just drift with the system. That's the quick and the short of it.
Senator Parnell.
Representative Bundy, could you explain your understanding of the fiscal note? I know we might have the department here, but tell us why it ramps up the way it does over the years.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't, and I'll have Patty Swenson, my
I can address that. It's 116 the first year, and the reason it increases is because it's a tiered implementation of the panel statewide. We first start with the implementation of the state board, who in turn will appoint local panels throughout the state, and we are going to hire, we're supposed to hire a program coordinator. The program coordinator will let grants to nonprofits around the state to gather, who will gather the information for the local panels. So there's some increased funding there. However, once all the local panels get going, I believe that we will be entitled, since we're taking over the Title 40 function for the DFYS and doing all those reviews, we will be entitled to a portion of that money eventually. But I think, I'm not sure right now, I think that we'll have to wait until all the panels get going, and once that happens, we'll be able to take some of that. I've spoken to the Region 10 coordinator in Washington, and that's what I've been told.
Do you feel like the fiscal note accurately reflects the cost of the bill?
I think that we can get by on what's in there right now. It's hard to say in the future if there'll be any complications or if we'll get money from Title 4E before that, before we have to go up any higher or not. We also intend to look for some money outside. There's some foundations that might be available to help fund.
You ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
I am, unless there's other questions.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move an ask unanimous consent that we step two costs of finance with the accompanying fiscal note be moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objection? So ordered.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you.
Journal tomorrow.
You have a meeting tomorrow?
At the call of the chair, if we have anything to. Call the committee back to order. There has been a. I probably got it in the pocket over there somewhere. The president wanted a finance subcommittee established for the interim. A committee will be composed of for telecommunications?
I don't believe it's just for the interim.
But the start after adjournment. But it is, he will give you marching instructions more specific on what the plan is on this to get up to speed so the legislators, the Senate particularly knows, have some ideas on where the industry is going and so forth when we come back. The committee members shall be Senator Parnell, Chairman, Senator Torgerson, no, Senator Donnelly, and Senator Adams. And Senator Adams is negotiating to be chairman, but Senator Parnell is. And I would add, I will get more specific information on your charges, or you can, Mr. Chairman, from the Senate President. And that's the subcommittee. Thank you.